Halacha Dalit. Ha'omer le Misha Eir Parosh. Dat je pech amir al. Gemar. Ha'omer le Misha Eino Ne'eman al Ma'asot. Kach mi Mishu Ne'eman. Mi Mishu Ma'aseh. If you say to somebody who himself is not Ne'eman, do me a favor, please go buy me something. Make sure that you buy it from someone who is trustworthy. He's got a hechsher. Someone who takes off Ma'aseh. He's not Ne'eman. But if he tells him the ish poloni, buy it from so-and-so, hareza ne'eman. In other words, we don't trust this guy's estimation, since he himself is kashrut, to tell me that I bought it from the right place, because it, over there, even though I can find out, I'll find out where he bought it, let's say. This is called a milta David Ligluye, it's something that people are going to know. And he's not going to be put in a compromised position, because he could say, oh, well, I consider this guy very trustworthy. So over there, it doesn't help. But if you say buy it from so-and-so, there we trust him because he's going to be compromised. If it'll be happy to leave with you. So if you say me, he's poor, me, have a zanama. Allah, me, kaf, me, nana. Omar, lo, lo, masati, velakakti, lacha, me, akher, shunama, ena, nana. If he went to buy it from this guy, and he says, he comes back and he says, oh, I couldn't find him. However, I did buy it from someone reliable. So you say it's so like a Pesha or a Pesha Ika kind of thing. He's still not Neman because his assessment of a guy being Neman is not Neman. Tell me, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Afilu Amar lo miploni ino Neman." Even if he would tell the man buy it only from so and so, he still isn't believed. Adi until he tells him, "Adi Marlo." Unless he says, put it on my bill. I don't have to worry about it. I bought it somewhere else. Right? Because then it's being put on his bill.
Who did what?
The guy who sends him, it says, "Make sure, here's $100, go buy it from such and such a place." You're still not a believer. Until you say, go and buy it there and tell him to put it on my bill. If you tell him to put it on your bill, then obviously he didn't go somewhere else. You're the one that's going to be paying. So my timer, the Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi's logic? Rabbi Yossi saying, "I'm going to cut through my travel." Okay, and he figures, "What do I got to go all the other side of the town to get it from where this guy said I should get it? Let me buy it from someone nearby." And that, of course, is actually a halacha. The Tanina Taman. It's probably the people making coin. Let's say an Ashes coin says, Go and accept my debt in Manhattan. Now she can continue to eat truma until such time as it would take to get to Manhattan. So she's okay with the truma. She says, "Yeah, get low to my tongue." Rabbi Eliezer says, "No, she's usher immediately, because who's to say that the get actually was given in Manhattan? Maybe the guy happened to be in town, and as soon as he left the door, he found it." So what's the time he would live? And the owner, he found him right behind the door. He opened up the door, there was the guy. And he said, "Oh, what mazel? Why should we go to Manhattan? Give me the guest." So here too, it comes out, therefore, apparently it's the same sheet. The Rabbi Yossi is saying, okay, maybe this guy was behind the door. So he went to the next available vegetable man. So he went, "No, that's not true. It's not the same thing at all." Yes, you could say that perhaps Rabbi Yossi would hold Rabbi Lazar, but you can't say Rabbi Lazar would hold Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is saying more than Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yossi Rubin and Rabbi Lazar, Loma to Rabbi Lazar, would not Rabbi Lazar have agreed that in a case, she'im amralo, the woman at Sefer Shliach, al tekablu ela b'makom ploni, do not accept his debt anywhere but Manhattan. But over there, he struck them. And she will call up the Tumachia, Gia, over there, even here, he says the Feirush over there, he didn't. But everybody's agreed that if you say the Feirush, only except to get there, that then you can't say Mare Makomila. She's not just saying, oh, that's where he is. If she said, go to Manhattan and get to get from somebody, then there's a Makom, because whether Shita is, she was only being Mare Makom. She was only saying, you know, this is where he is. Obviously, if I find him somewhere else, thank you very much. So according to Rabbi Lazar, how do you know he doesn't find him the next minute as he leaves the house? He just happens to bump into her. According to Rabbanan, that's not a problem because it's not maramakum, it's a tnai. Doesn't give it anywhere else from you get anyway. But Rabbi Yossi is saying that even though he said only buy it from so-and-so, we don't believe him. That's more than otherwise. We never started a boy that says that. Rabbi Yossi is taking it the next step. He is saying, even if he says, only get it from so-and-so, only if he says, you get it and I'll pay the bill. And there, in other words, Rabbi Yossi is going beyond Matanya Rabbi Yossi, and the only effort to go over Matanya. This is only Rabbi Yossi who holds it, even when he's the doctor changing. And he's doing something also. He knows it's wrong, so that's going beyond Rebbe Eliezer. That's not that nobody was kosher by getting the petition. Somebody comes into town, he doesn't know anybody in town. He's passing through and he needs to buy some fruit. So he says, is there anybody around here that I can trust? Mikan Maser, which guy takes off Maestris over here? And so they tell him, Omalo Adam Akadam, guy comes to him, he says, well, I'll tell you the truth. I need any Neman. Look, you can't trust me, but he's plenty Neman. You go to that guy, he's very reliable to take off Trunas and Maestris. I raise a Neman. You believe. Now he goes to the other guy, and he says, Mikan Moker Yashan. Who sells over here Peres of Yashan? The grain of Yashan, or some limit that means just older or younger in terms of quality. So in which case it's reversed. Or Marley, Misha Shalvachayat. Oh, what a coincidence. The guy who sent you to me, you know, for the Meister thing, but that guy happens to be the only one in town that you can really trust to sell Yasha, right? So, and then this looks a little suspicious, doesn't it? That they're Gomlin, and that each one appears to be very honest because they're expecting, okay, they'll get the business for my turn, he'll get the business for Yasha. So, nonetheless, Apophi Shane to Gomlin says, even though it looks very suspicious, Hare Elu Ne'amanim. Hamarim Shemit Vesulit Yer. Amar Achad Miam Sheli Chadash V'Shal Chaviri Yashan Sheli Eino Mitzukan V'Shal Chaviri Mitzukan Einan Ne'emanim. If you have people that are going to play twice their Chamarim, they're caravan drivers, and they are selling, gypsies that are selling from place to place, they're not Ne'eman, even though he's saying Sheli Eino Mitzukan. There we are Chayish Legomen. So, because over there, that's part of the, each guy's got to sign up, you know, buy Yashan there, buy Meister there. So that's not Neman. If you don't mean Neman, the Yudah says even in this case, they're Neman.
No, the
Gemara is not the Yudah, the Kudah, the Gemara will ask, what's this one again? What do you mean he's Neman? Why would he be Neman if he's an Amaret? And the Eidechad is Neman when he himself isn't Neman. The gross Yirsa, by the way, is the Amaret Neman. With the whole din of Eidechad Neman, yeah. The whole last, no. The whole point of Eidechad Neman being turned is where we have no kashash about that person. But if that person himself isn't Makhdid, so then we don't trust him for Neman and Shrisun either. This is a Kula. It's not obvious, it's not the same cooler we have Maximus, Sanim, Dumai, Sanai, Dumai. We're over there, it means somebody's coming into your house. But someone who's passing through town cannot be expected to get to the bottom of an issue like this while he's passing through town. So the middle will make it on him to rely, as long as the person's not being made on himself, he's allowed to be made on others. We will accept even the aegis on our on others. Tony. Nichnas le'ir, ve'eino makir adam. He goes into the city. That's what the Mishnah begins with. Ve'eino makir adam sham. He doesn't know anybody in town. Right? So here we have a similar case. He goes into town. He doesn't know anybody in town, and he's a kohen, or he's in a goren. He's ve'eino makir adam sham. So now And he's got a problem because he's worried over here about tumor, correct? So he wants to know, can I take from this Amaris over here, does this guy believe that it's going to be tar? Because I wouldn't eat tuna that's coming. So he asks, is anybody around? Are they in Mishal? Ben Lechadeh, Ben Amaris, the Reb Shimon Gamliel. And here we see that a similar case to the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Gamliel says he can even ask someone who's not personally Neman Ala Tyrus, and that guy can say, well, that person, that Goyen, is Neman. Rabbi Omer, no. What do you mean? He would have to be a chaver that's neman ala tayrus to be made ala tayrus. How else can you trust him? So it works out, therefore, that Rebbe Shita is the equivalent of Rebbe Meir Shita, and the Mishnah Reb Shimon Gamliel is going in the Shita that he himself says, as I'll show you, the Tanya Taman, like it says, Kol Hamunin Haloin Lavobi De Adam, Roin Yisrael Ne'emanin, Roin Kohanin Enan Ne'emanin. If you have a mum that is the type of mum that can be caused, it's not a cataract, it's no way you could cause it, it's a mum that could have been caused by somebody with a little knife in the right place, that kind of mum a Kohen cannot eat a bukhar with, because we're afraid that it was put there, and that whatever the chachamim were goes there, that if somebody put a mum in a bukhar, which is an issur d'oraisa, the bukhar cannot be eaten based on that mum. So, and of course, the din of the bukhar ba mum is that it's eaten to the Kohen. Now, obviously, a Kohen has a very strong interest in seeing to it that a bukhar gets a mum. Therefore, we would go to the Kohanim are never nemanim on a bukhar. They have to be able to bring someone to be made how the mum occurred if it was a mum that would have allowed, that would have been capable of being put there b'day adam. So here it says, a roa is a yisrael, is Merman to say, or the animal tore its leg trying to jump over a fence or something. But a roa kohen is not Merman because he wouldn't be Merman for himself. Whereas what Shimon Gamliel says, he's Merman or Ashokhavi ro. He is believed as long as he doesn't have any personal interest in it, because he wouldn't lie to make a union with somebody else. He's just trying to get the bechor for himself. Why should he cover for someone else? So he wouldn't lie. So he's neman ashel chavero, but he's neman ashel atzmo. This is Reb Shimon Gamliel l'shitato. It's exactly what Reb Shimon Gamliel just said about the guy who walks into the goyim. Was Rebbe on there?
He would lie.
He'd say, "Oh, this poor animal is really so sad." Rebbe Omer, "Hafashud al adavar lo dano v'lo meido." Rebbe says. And they say, well, we're saying this is Rebbe, and they're saying Rebbe is Asya to Rebbe Meir in our Mishnah. Somebody is not believed, is not believed. Om Rebbe Yona, Matligin Mikas. This is only, this whole discussion is only in terms of buying. It's Mashma. I know you think Mashma, the current songs accept Truma. No. Something about that he's buying Truma. Over there we could say that the Amaris is Neman al-Shalachir. But to be Mechalek, Reb Shimon Gamliel is also murder, that you're not believed on Al-Shalachir. Why? Ma bein Mechalek, ma bein Likas. I understand. What's the difference? It's the same story, isn't it? That somebody who is not going to tell you a lie about somebody else's Torah. So you might know there's a big difference. Kol Yosei Mechiluk. People know who you accept the truma from, in which case if you are going to go ahead and take it from there, then it's going to get out. Oh, look at this, for Shlomo Zalman took an esrog from this place. Obviously it's an esrog that has a, so now it's going to become the Shlomo Zalman data that this guy is a chaver, you understand, after all. But this was only because I was relying on this guy who tells you at this particular point that it's tough. Out of that is going to come that this guy was a chaver. Oh, no. So Chalukah is well known. Oh, he gives his truma to so-and-so. Lekicha is not known. So in order to avoid a call that would be yotzeid, an assumption that would be raised that this guy is a chaver, you can't buy it from a non-chaver, even though somebody's being made that it's tar. Tell me, and if not with you, Matz'ah tzi'ocho b'nei adam. Amar mikan ne'ma, mikan ma'aser. Amar lo echad, ani ne'ma. Here's the case where somebody is made on himself, and he says, you can trust me, I'm careful to take off my shirt. If other people around say, yeah, yeah, you can trust him, so then I raise an Eman, you can trust those people. But if Amrulo She'inon Eman, other people come along after people said, yeah, you can trust him, and they say, don't trust the guy for nothing. So if it was Shalom B'Fanav, if it's not right in front of the guy, he's still Neman. There's always somebody that's going to say, you can't trust the guy for nothing. Who ever heard of doubting a Hefter because somebody said, that doesn't mean anything. If a guy, at the time, this guy says, I'm Neman, and other people say, yes, he's Neman, and somebody stands up in front of him and says, you are certainly not Neman. I know for a fact that you're not Neman. And then you've got a problem. So then, because now we have basically, it's, you're back to the same circle. People say he's Neman. Real people are saying he's not Neman. Not innuendos, not rumors. Somebody's telling you in front of this guy he's not Neman. So now you don't know anymore. So therefore, he's not Neman. But Shalom B'Fanav, he continues to be Neman. Amrulo Sheino Neman, B'Fanav Einei Neman, Shalom B'Fanav Neman. Amr Rav Yonah. So Rav Yonah says, this din is said, the Bakanina is a aksanai, remember, Misha Bala ear. But if we're talking about a ben ear, somebody is coming that lives in town, then he's only Neman B'Siot Chavirim. He would be able to ask, in a case like this, only if the other people are Chavirim, not Sam Siot B'nei Adam, which would include Amei Aretz. They wouldn't be believed at all. It's an Achsanai that is believed B'Siot Amei Aretz, and that's as we said before. Because it's a special kula that's said about Aksanai, Mithnei Ochel Nefesh, he's passing through town. What's he supposed to do? We have a central agency for giving Hashem, and he's got to rely on somebody.
Well, what?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Now, isn't this a little strange? The Kasha of Rav Yonah, in other words, you're saying that all of the people that were in this Siyah, if it's talking about a Ben-Ir, are Chavirim. So then, but nonetheless, you're saying, Shalom B'Fanav, if the guy comes over to you and says, he's not Neman, then you ignore him, even though he's a Chavir. I mean, so why are we saying that? Are we saying that he's going to be Meshaker? I mean, you're saying that the Chavir is going to be Meshaker, because he's not saying it in front of this guy. I mean, I would have thought that a Chavir you could trust, but okay. Matam de Rav Yehuda, and in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda says, even if they recommend each other, which sure looks suspicious, why are they believed? They're believed only for the same reason that they're believed for the Aksanai. It's Mipnei Chayehen Shel B'nei Ha'ir. It's because, since over here people are dependent on the people that are transferring there, these are people that need to have a Chamarim coming in. If Chamarim come in and you can't buy from them, you're going to be in big trouble. Unless you're in a metropolis. But if you're dependent on itinerant peddlers, you're going to be in big trouble. So there, we gave the same halacha to the Chamarim that we would give to the Aksanai. And Matanim the Rabbanan. Look, there's always ways to go to adjoining towns where there are Paris available. You can go into the nearest city. You can buy Paris. We're not going to be Mako on B'nai Ha'ir. Hadron Avachalokeach Perot.
The Neder. Something that had to pair with it.
Perek Hamishi Demai. Haloka Aleph. Halokeach Min Hanachton. Somebody who's going now into a baker shop who doesn't take off mitzvahs, and we saw that bakers have a special halacha that they're not mechuyev, and there's a little bit of a problem, because in the Yerushalmi we're assuming that we're talking about an Am Haaretz, but we saw earlier that even a normal baker, a chaver, doesn't have to take off because the Sanhedrin are saying the profit margin problem, because the government is in control of the prices, and so those price controls, if he's going to always have to take off because he's a chavre, he's going to be wiped out. But okay, there's all kinds of discussions here looking at the Farshim of the Yerushalmi, why the Yerushalmi is assuming that it's talking about a non-father. But in any event, you go to an Akhtom. How do you take off Maaser? Notel kedei trumat maaser v'chala. You have to take out the trumat sala and the trumat maaser. V'chala and the trumat maaser. Why? Because those things are osur v'achila. In the middle, they require actual hafrasha, not just setting, not just saying that they should be there. The Omer, and you say, Echad bimea sheyesha nareze betadzeh maaser, and shah maaser sabachlo. So it says, 1/100th of what is here, which is the equivalent of 1/10th of the 1/10th of the maaser, of the maaser rishon, and that's the trumas maaser, should be the trumas maaser on this side. Of course, together with an adjoining 9 parts that remains, I'm not going to set that aside, because that's only Miter, and it's the Mai, and therefore, why should I give it away? So that's also going to be there, that's a Tiki Miter. So now this part is also Trumas Miter Alav. Vashar Chala, the rest is Chala, the rest is Chala. Whoa, wait a minute. What happens? I take off the challah now before I take off the Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni b'tzvonah b'drumah b'chulal al ma'ot, like we do. Hold on a second. How? Huh? There's two problems over here. In the Monashah, I'm taking off the Maaser Rishon before the challah. So you're telling me challah is chayav in Zman. But if it's chayav in Zman, why am I taking off the Maaser Sheni after the challah? So no matter how you look at the Mishnah, something is very strange. I put the challah in between the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Sheni. Why would I do that? Okay, now this is what the Gemara is going to be worried about. Correct the Gemara. You mean something that you take off the Mai originally on the part of the challah also? The challah chayevet the Mai? You're telling me that challah is chayev in the Mai? But look, Aunt Anita, wasn't it the Farish Mishnah that we said earlier? Chalat am ha'aret v'hamaduma pitzurin min admai. We said that it's Peter on Dmai, correct? Now, of course, there's a machlokas, what we're talking about over there, between Rabbi Yochanan and Roshia. Are we talking about Chalas Amaret, meaning somebody who buys the Chalas Amaret? We're talking about somebody who buys Tua from an Amaret and now takes off Chalas from it. You see? I mean, that's very different. Okay, but one man the Amaret said, that chalas amaret, under any circumstance, even when you're taking off the chalas, it means chalas of tua that I bought from an amaret. So that's the case. So over here, I bought the bread from an amaret, you're saying. And it's said over there, according to that mandiyama, that the meaning is over there, according to Yochanan, if I buy the grain, right? Okay, so over here, you bought the bread. That's buying the grain. Nonetheless, it says over there that the part that's used for challah is cut from the mouth. Not only that, if it becomes miduma, it falls into other parts. So it's cut from the mouth. From the mouth. And here it says you have to take off the Maaser Rishon. Forget about the Maaser Sheni, that's the problem. But you have to take off the Maaser Rishon from the challah. Why have to take it off from the challah? Rabbi Asa, Rabbi Bambachia, the Sheni Rabbi Yosef and Hanina say, you know what? When it says over here that the challah, the mashmos over here is that the challah chayev b'dmai, it's going to be by shama. The Tony says, "Rishimim and Yudaim and Mishum Rabbi Shimon, challah beit shama and mechayev." The Farish that beit shama is mechayev challah in Maaser. U beit Hillel portrait. Beit Hillel says that it's portrait. Okay, so therefore the difference of it is before we've gone a little bit of beit Hillel over here, we're saying even a little bit of beit shama. So fine, you have to take off. But that doesn't mean you have to take off by making a big tomo. You take off a little piece, take off the Maaser Rishon, and then you take off from the same piece on the south side. The rest of it is the leftover for challah, and everything's simple. You took off one piece of bread, and now you have the trumas maaser, which of course you can't get the coin because it's tomei, it's took from an amaretz, and you burn the whole thing up, and everything's okay, right? No. Okay. Kumomer Beit Shammai Eladover Shehulu Akhila. Excuse me. But Beit Shammai was talking about something that you were able to eat. Right? So therefore, we had the Beit Shammai said over there, your potter. And then Beit Shammai says, you're chayav. But What about the mission we had before? Halakhah Lazera, Labahima. Somebody buys chemos in order to work on skins, dry skins with. So what's shema in order to burn? So what are you telling me over there? That Beit Shammai would be Machayev? Shema Eino Poter Midmai? Beit Shammai is arguing. He also even thinks he's going to be throwing out into the garbage. That they're not meant to be eaten. And over here, this challah is meant to be burned. You're telling me that according to Beit Shammai, I'm going to have to take out the mine? That doesn't make any sense. Why would he argue on that? Even Beit Shammai would agree in this case where I got a problem. I'm dealing with an Amaris. Again, this is the Yerushalmi. This whole thing's talking about an Amaris. So why in the world would Beit Shammai have said I have to take out the mine for the challah that is not meant to be eaten? Still doesn't make sense. Oi, you're right. Ella bin the Gabel, he said to bin the Perot, it has to be talking about a case where the guy had made the bread in order to sell it to the airline. Of course, he had to use apple juice, and he couldn't use water because then he wouldn't get the designer's bread. But apple juice is not going to be a cobble tuna, and assuming it's from real pressed apples. Now, we call apple juice boiled apples, but real apple juice is pusser, right? Because it can't be moksha. Because it's the Amaris, not moksha. So it's not moksha, it's meteris. Okay, so then he's got no problem with the Amaris over here, and therefore, even the Amaris would be lakilas, and it's going to be shamai, that's take off the mic. So now it all works out. They're talking about an airline meal, and therefore, he'd have to take off the nachtum too. Huh. But of course, that itself is a mahok. Loki Amar of Yezid, the Panina, Durable Yezid, and Yudhi Ishbar, Tutahu? Didn't he say that this only works out according to Rebeleza ben Yehuda Ishbar Tuta, who says that a Nilosh in May Peros is Chayev and Chal? Forget about that issue. Or do you have to take off Chalah from Mizena's bread? Now that's a different question. So didn't he say, it only works out that you would be taking off if he's an Amoharis and have been Nilosh to make Peros, if you also hold, according to the Bandi Yama, it's getting very complicated, that Nilosh to make Peros is higher than a Challah. But of course, if it's not higher than a Challah, we're back to where we started from, because then the Mishnah is talking about Challah, and it's got to be talking about water. But if it's water, then it's going to be Mushal Kabal Tuma. But if it's Mushal Kabal Tuma, even Beit Shammai is motor, then you don't have to take off a Gemai from the Challah. So we're left with our problem. Why are you taking off the Maiserishin from the Challah? But the Eler, with the Rebeleza. Okay. All right, why don't we complete this out?